20. The Resurrection.
So, very early on Sunday morning, the third day, some of the women who'd followed Jesus were going to the tomb carrying some spices because they were going to put them on Jesus' body, since that was their custom. As they went along, they asked each other, "Well, who's going to move the huge stone away?" But when they got there, they saw that the stone had already been moved. And they went in, and they saw that it was empty. But then suddenly, two angels appeared, and the women were terrified, and they bowed down on the ground. And the angel said, "Why are you looking in a tomb for someone who's alive? Jesus isn't here. He has risen from the dead. Don't you remember what he told you before? How he would be betrayed and killed, and then on the third day he would rise from the dead?" Then the women remembered, so they went back to where the other followers were gathered. They told them what they'd seen, but it sounded like nonsense, and they didn't believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb, and when he got there, he saw that it was empty. The strips of cloth that Jesus had been buried in were the only things there, and he went away wondering what had happened. Later that day, the disciples were talking among themselves that Jesus had risen from the dead and that he'd appeared to Peter and others. Then suddenly, Jesus stood right there in the middle of them, and they were startled and terrified. They thought they were seeing a ghost. And Jesus said, "Why are you afraid? Look at my hands and my feet and see that it's really me. Touch me and see that I'm not a ghost." But they were amazed and still couldn't believe it was him. And so Jesus asked, "Do you have anything to eat?" And they brought him some broiled fish, and he ate it right there in front of them.